Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's a great day. Getting ready to go here.
It is a great day, and y'all's quarterback yesterday said something that I thought was really intriguing when he talked about if this game will bring closure to the Micah Parsons trade, and he said, that's something you got to ask Jerry and Micah. To me, the closure happened when the trade happened. Do you still feel like you're seeking any Micah closure? Have you already had it? Will this game bring it to you?
Well, candidly, if closure were an issue, I should have had that discussion with the mirror before I made the trade, or rather,
right.
I was making the trade. Dak's absolutely right. That's when all the drama was gone, is when you decided to make the trade. And, of course, I was very aware that this game would be coming up this Sunday. And so to the extent that this game being here adds to, takes away from, does anything as far as this trade is concerned, doesn't, although it certainly, I knew that we were going to be competing against him pretty quick. Now, let's make no mistake about it. Micah is special, and we all know he is, and he can be disruptive. But we have huge amounts of experience with the anecdotes that we've seen used on us for the last 4 years.
Right.
And while he does make great plays, there is also a way to approach playing against Micah, as we know, because we didn't exactly win the Super Bowl during those years. So bottom line is, when I look at playing him, I think of trying to have him as an advantage when we were playing other teams over the last 4 years. And some plays it looks beautiful, but then other plays, especially running plays, you can wish you'd have had a different formation.
Jerry, then are you hoping that the coaches put a plan together that completely takes Micah out of this game?
No, I'm not hoping that. You can't take Micah out of a game.
Okay.
That's ridiculous. I mean, not a ridiculous statement. I'm just saying it's a thought. If you have, you think you're going to take him out of the game. But you can play him. And trust me, he was played by teams against us over the last 4 years. We saw it all the time. And so now whether or not we can accomplish that, that remains to be seen. But with being trite, we lost games with Micah.
Right.
And that is a trite statement, but we did.
Now, earlier in the week, you said there would be no tribute video. I think we all understand that. Micah, of course, was asked about it, and he said he understood it as well. But there was something he said at the beginning of that statement that fascinated me. He said, there are a lot of things, this is Micah speaking, there are a lot of things that I could consider disrespectful throughout this process, but I wouldn't say the lack of a tribute video is one of them. Do you feel like anything disrespectful took place in this negotiating process?
Not at all. Not at all. I regret if he thinks there was to him, but I didn't get that feeling in any way during any of this deliberation. And it went on for quite a while, as we all know, but it went on beyond the stuff at training camp. And so that just is not the case that it was meant to be in terms of the sensitivity of it. I understood that from the very beginning, and this was significant to all parties concerned, significant to MICA. Those feelings are always highly sensitive in that setup. And that's not to say that you aren't sensitive to somebody that just does that three or four times in their career. I do. But I've done it hundreds of times, literally.
Jerry, you frequently brought up rivalry, my city against your city, and how much you love that part of it. And this Sunday night has a lot of potential to be kind of maybe a split stadium, because if the Packers fans do travel well, do you anticipate or expect Cowboys fans to have louder boos or louder cheers whenever they see Mike on the field?
Well, I think, you know, we've had numerous double handfuls of players that have returned to play for us. And players that have been with us a lot longer than Micah was.
Mm-hmm.
Micah, of course, to remind everybody, was here 4 years. Some of the players that we use the stories about returning to us were with us much longer than that. And I don't think that this situation calls for a recognition. Micah's just getting started in his career, and at the end of the day, the Cowboys will have been a part of it, the initial starting of it.
Now, fun little, I guess hopefully fun, business question for you. Micah said that he's going to have lots of family members in his suite because he bought it before he got traded, and he couldn't get a refund once he was traded. Is that right?
Well, I don't know about that. We don't. We have quite a list of people in regarding using suites out there. But I know one time his mother, who I know how precious she is to him, wasn't in that suite, and it was at our last preseason game. She was in mine, and we were sitting up there. Actually, she was in my perch up there that we watched the games from, not the actual suite. And she sat there with us all through the first half and sat there with me and discussed the contract and discussed our thoughts and her thoughts about it. So he certainly has some members of his family know where our suites are.
Jerry, this really is just one game, but the team is 1-2. We've had a couple of poor performances in a couple of different areas. How important is a win this Sunday night?
Well, every game at this juncture, especially coming off of the disappointment that we had in Chicago, I'm going to say this again. Frankly, when we went into the second half, I can't tell you how much I thought we were going to win that game because we'd had their offense out there, the entire defense out there, so much in the first half, and I just knew we'd gotten to their legs. And that's a very strategic point, but to their credit, they stepped out there and kept that ball for almost 10 minutes, I think, of in the first half after we gave up possession of it to start the second half, I mean. So my point is, everybody that really follows it understands that, but that was a real surprise. And so, I'd like to think that that's not the way it's going to be. Certainly, we've been making the corrections this week. And it was very clear where we broke down and where we didn't follow the basic assignments that you have to keep the big plays from happening. And hopefully we will have reviewed that, and we can play better than that. We practice a lot better than that, and we have played better than that, where everybody's got a man, cover it. Now, the defense was designed to let some shorter completions happen, but not those big plays. So hopefully we've corrected that. We have had a good week of practice.
Yeah, and I think we are all hopeful, too, that defense can right the ship there. With
yes.
What we've seen so far from it, though, how much do you feel this season's going to hinge on Dak's arm and his ability to put up points?
A lot. I think a lot. And that's no secret, and not that I'm thinking you're saying it is. No, we depend on good quarterback play. That's the plan. And we had it, frankly, I think, at if I just gave an overall grade this year, I think we've had good quarterback play. I think some other things have stood in the way of keeping us from having a better record.
Now, some of that, especially offensively, you can attribute to now the injury to CeeDee Lamb, injuries to the offensive line. But I wanted to focus on George Pickens. I know he not only wants to contribute for the Cowboys, he would like to show everyone he can be a number one wide receiver. How important are these next few weeks for
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
George Pickens?
Well, for us, and I know that's what you mean, but it's for us, a receiver of his caliber is a number one receiver. And so, yes, if he can come in and play to that, and which he's very capable, and I know that Dak has that kind of confidence in him, which you need between the quarterback and receiver. He's capable of playing to that level, and we sure are going to design it to that level.
Jerry, we were told yesterday, we had a report that Deron Bland is going to play. He said, yes, I'm absolutely going to play. How much will it help having him out on the field?
It has been a tremendous problem for us for him not to be out on the field, so it will remedy that. And he's someone that is extraordinarily consistent as well as capable of making big plays. There's a difference. And we must have consistency, or which is another way in my vernacular of saying soundness in what we're doing. You first go there, and then if you're in position, you make a big play. Thinking about it otherwise breaks the secondary down, and we've seen examples of that.
Well, you know, kind of speaking of that, the idea of consistency and making extraordinary plays, we've seen throughout the years Trayvon Diggs make a lot of extraordinary plays, but the consistency seems to have been a struggle so far this year. Do you attribute that strictly to the injury or and coming back from that, or do you have to kind of take a look at he feels like a diminished player so far this year?
Well, I think one thing about the secondary, you've heard it all our lives, you're on an island out there, boy, and when it's coming at you, it's you and not the rest. So he is on an island, and but not just him. He's got to count on and have consistency or have everybody doing what the play calls for. They first have to recognize what's happening, and that's a key. And once they recognize it, all of them have been lined up, should have been, in position to be where they're supposed to be after they recognize the play. When you don't do that, you get the kind of stuff that happened to us last couple of weeks with New York and certainly there with Chicago. We can improve on that. That is an area that is focus. That is work. That is concentration. That is understanding that is number one, your responsibility. And it's critical the way we're playing the secondary to accept the fact that you first have to recognize where you're supposed to be at the time you're supposed to be there, and then go from there on the play.
you know, Jerry, in all the years we've done this, you know, we like to joke around. We talk a lot of heavy sports also, but we also have some big human moments. And I saw yesterday, or this week, the Cowboys had they honored some cancer survivors this week. And I was wondering, that you know, they got to go meet the players and say hi and everything. Does that hit home a little more with you than it ever has before?
Well, yes, but I will tell you, so often it seems as though young people are a part of that. Mm-hmm. And now, frankly, that's an elevated feeling about the challenge of cancer. And that seems so unfair, but it's very real. And I will probably, my having experienced personally cancer, probably the thing that is the greatest elevator or positive for me is I have focused in on the cure, the treatment, and the advances in the treatment of cancer since maybe I've been a little more focused than I would have been. That, to me, translates to those kids and those young people. And, you know, usually the parents are just young people.
For sure.
And so it really is a double whammy. And I can say this because I have zeroed in on it more than I normally would have, I'm sure. And, boy, are we making great advancement in the treatment of cancer. And in so many cases, it's just not a terminal thing anymore and getting better. So that's one of the great things about at least living in these times.
Now, one of the other things we love about talking with you is you can give us big picture NFL thoughts and business breakdowns. The word was coming around this week that the NFL might be in a position to renegotiate its media contracts. I was kind of hoping you could walk us through the mechanisms in that contract to perhaps set up these renegotiations.
Well, it's a pretty simple concept. It's just that you make a 7-year or you make an extended contract, but one of the parties have the right to renegotiate. And, of course, it's a party that has some leverage, and it's normally not done with both of them because that pretty much mitigates the value of the piece of paper if both of them have the right. But in our particular case, thanks to the great fans that we have and interest that we have in the game, we're able to renegotiate our contracts at an earlier date than the length of the contract. So with that in mind, that's what you're seeing. And we will have in a couple of years the right to go in and renegotiate the contracts. And everybody has always understood that. It's not a negative in that sense, but it's a strategic one and one that lets us keep doing. You know, the whole philosophy is get as much of the games, get as much of the NFL out here as you can, free. Mm-hmm. What is free? Free is, in my mind, where the advertising is really the economic support of the presentation of the game or the story. And that's what we are. I'm so proud of that because no entity or no sport, or certainly I don't know of any business that's done a better job of exposing and getting our games and stories about the NFL available to the mass than the NFL has. And that's probably the best thing we've done, period.
Then why do you think the rumors about Amazon Prime Video getting potentially in the future a Super Bowl? Because that is not a broadcast TV-free entity.
Yeah, and again, you asked the question, mm-hmm. and so I'm not going to try to make sense of or rationalize, because I first of all don't know what context is put in, and that's not you. It's just generally it's a rumor. And when you have rumors, if you try to answer all rumors, you would really come up with a distortion of what it is.
Yeah.
And those are just conversations.
Well, and I'm kind of curious, Jerry, from your own personal perspective and from the league's perspective, where they position themselves, how valuable of an asset is the NFL to broadcast media groups?
Well, I think that... You know, I'll go as far back as Rupert Murdoch and Fox when they came into the league. And, I mean, I was just, frankly, taken back but so buoyed by the fact that he wanted to come in and to initiate his network, because he didn't cover but about 80-something percent of the United States. He didn't fully cover the United States. Fox didn't. And he, quote, had no Maddens and he had no talent, but he felt that the NFL itself, if he could get it, it could create relationships with other owned and operated stations like we have here in Dallas.
Right.
Or he could actually go out and buy key stations. He built a network. And really, when it dawned on me what that had happened and where he was going with his plan, I really gained a tremendous knowledge about how to lever the NFL. And in a way, he showed us that with the way he built Fox. And those things are, or parts of them are true today, and the same leverage is there. The leverage created that much more viewership, as it turned out, and it beget even a better universe, so to speak. So bottom line is that I will tell you, so much of it has been just good timing, the time of the the world that we're in, our game, and its ability to have the breaks it has, being focused, the time of year it has. And then I'll be very candid with you. I learned something very early on. Nothing wrong with a little conflict. Nothing wrong with a little off the field type interest in what goes on the game. That just adds a little salt and pepper to it.
Every now and again, does Murdoch still give you a call or send you a thank you note?
Well, I yes, and I certainly do him. Right. And boy, I'll tell you guys, I've had such a great experience. Really, I used it a lot. Older, experienced people advising me, and I'd look them up. Boy, I'd read about them in the paper, and I'd call them and look them up and go see them. And I did that, and I didn't know them. And then I also had people that were obvious. And to be around George Steinbrenner, to be around those guys, oh, they weren't perfect. And I don't mean to say that behind George Steinbrenner. I can say it behind anybody. But they weren't perfect. But I will tell you this right now. Every little thing you gain from knowing those guys, listening to the way they look at it, listening to their approach, that's called standing on other people's shoulders. And I really never met anybody that did anything that didn't stand on a lot of people's shoulders.
Well, we appreciate the time. As always, good sir.
Thanks, guys.
Best of luck against Green Bay. We'll see you next week. There you go,
well,
Jerry.
I'm so excited about this. I'm so excited. I hope our fans are. Man, don't think we can't get them. We can get them here. Let's go.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Ooh, we can get them here. I like that, Jerry Jones, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.